Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Gradick, your host, and delighted to have you with us and get all everything set up properly, and we'll be good to go. And we've got probably one, all of our programs are important, but some are a little bit more important than others, and this is one of those because it talks about the very heart and nature and soul even of Carroll County. We have in studio Dee Perry, Executive Director of Georgia Agricultural Land Trust. Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
We also have Bill Hodge. He's chair of the Carroll County Ag Advisory Committee. So good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Dee, I'll let you kick it off. You're the program veteran here. Give us an update on the Georgia Agricultural Land Trust and what, as executive director, and what currently the activities and the focus and mission of the trust is.
The Georgia Agricultural Land Trust was created here in Carroll County by a group of local citizens that saw a need to protect farmland in Georgia. We were born in 2004, and since that time we have preserved 19 farms, over 6,000 acres of farmland throughout the state of Georgia. But we also have another role. We function with the Carroll County government as a liaison person for Carroll County's Farmland Preservation Program. They began this program, got it off the ground in 2003 under Robert Barr's tenure, and it is a program that uses SPLOST dollars and has matching funds from the federal government to work with farmers in Carroll County to place their land into permanent conservation. It originally started out as, it was called the Farm and Ranch Land Protection Program, FRPP as we call it. Now it's called ACEP, which is the Agricultural Conservation Easement Program. Carroll County has 12 farms that they have placed in conservation. A 13th one will close shortly. For a total of over 2,100 acres in Carroll County that are now under permanent conservation. As we worked towards sort of reviving this program and regenerating it, streamlining it, the Carroll County Commissioners created an Ag Advisory Board. These are volunteers that are selected by each district commissioner to represent different facets of the ag world locally, from ag lending to farmers, to people just in different areas of that. And they are going to be the oversight committee for the Farmland Preservation Program, but they're also going to be working with some other projects through the years regarding our ag community.
I think you said, I mean, basically your organization is a statewide organization.
Yes.
And yeah, I think you said 19 in the beginning that had been saved. Mm-hmm. But then you said Carroll County had, you know,
has 12.
12, so that's significant that we're, mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's shift it over to Bill Hodge. I guess because of that significance, that's kind of where you come in. You came on board to support this because it's so important to Carroll County, correct?
Well, it is, and this is partially how I ended up in Carroll County 24 years ago as the county extension director here. It seemed in those days Carroll County was under significant threat from development out of Atlanta, and I just, you know, the stars happened to be aligned, and with Robert Barr and extension looking to help farmers however they could, we got into pretty deep studies of trying to figure out how to preserve farmland. This goes way back, meaning conservation easements have, we're first started to being talked about right after World War II, but in 1974, the first program was actually put in place, and it has been quite successful. But anyway, it has evolved into Carroll County, and currently we're working with our Ag Advisory Committee, as Dee described, appointed by the district commissioners, and looking at how to revise the ASEP program here in the county to make it more applicable to farmers.
And what's the ASEP program?
Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, and it is it was formerly the Federal Farm and Ranch Land Protection Program that was started here. And we have several easements under this new program. It's basically it's similar to the old FRPP program, but it's not the same. But we have taken the committee has worked over the past 7 or 8 months detailing and making it applicable to Carroll County, and creating documents to make it simple and more understandable for farmers. And then on the 7th of August, we have a information forum scheduled that is open to the public, and we're hoping for a good turnout there. And we have a significant amount of interest in that.
Joel, if you could go ahead and post that little flyer on the screen. I do want to ask about the forum more so, but one thing I'm curious about when we talk about the farms and the ones that are being preserved and saved, you know, whether it's 19 or 20 or 13 or whatever number in the work you're doing, are we talking about a 100-acre farm, a 20-acre farm, a farm that's actually producing, what falls into the category where y'all can be of service?
I will answer that. For Carroll County, for the ASEP program, the farms that they have under protection now range from 60 acres to 500 acres. And they're dominantly cattle farms is what we're seeing, because that is a big business in Carroll County. This particular program, which is a federal program, doesn't really deal in timber, although there can be timber on these farms. This program is designed to help protect grasslands, pasture, and also to protect the water located on those properties and the soils. I just wanted to interject real quickly that Carroll County was the first county in the state to participate in this program, and is still only one of three. Morgan County just recently decided to do this program, and Carroll County had a hand in both of the other counties joining this. So with only three counties out of 159 doing this program, we really want to get the word out there to other counties to help participate. The more participation we have at the state level, the more federal dollars will be earmarked for this state. But Carroll County deserves a huge pat on the back for being the forerunner, cutting edge in joining this program and being so successful with it.
So with that answer, the people, Bill, y'all are looking to come to the information forum are basically those people that have the farms as Dee just described, correct?
They would be. Anyone that has farmland that is interested in preserving it into the future is welcome at this forum.
Okay, and the forum is Wednesday, August 7th at 6:30 p.m. Do you know what day of the week is that?
Wednesday.
Okay.
Trick question. I don't know. Carroll County Ag Center, just down the street on Noonan Road, across from the jail. Anyway, we hope people that have an interest, even if you don't own a farm or this big, or you have family or friends who do, I mean, this is a critical issue for everybody. And you mentioned in the beginning about back in Robert Barr's tenure about urban sprawl being a threat. Well, that's still the case, is it not?
Well, even more so.
Yeah.
It's quite evident when you ride them down the road and look at the amount of development that's going on. And then D keeps track of large land purchases by developers.
Yeah, we want to ask Dee about that
throughout
too.
The county.
That's always interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important.
We're going to take a break. We're going to hear from our good sponsors, Oak Mountain Academy and Tanner Health System. We'll be back with more with Bill Hodge and Dee Perry after these words.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm very pleased to have in studio Dee Perry, Executive Director of Georgia Agricultural Land Trust, and Bill Hodge, former Carroll County Ag Extension agent, but now chair of the Carroll County Ag Advisory Committee. They've got a farmland owner information Wednesday, August 7th, 6:30 at Noonan Road. There's so many things about this that, and last time Dee was on, I quoted a lot of statistics, but just suffice it to say that basically farmland across America is under threat. And then, you know, we talk a lot about urban sprawl, metro Atlanta. I grew up in metro, used to live in Cobb and Fulton before I came here full time in 87. And so I'm kind of adamant, as I've spoken on this program before, is like, once it takes over, whether you're Paulding or Douglas, there ain't no going back. And you think of ways to keep Metro Atlanta Metro, but it would seem that the best way to do it is preservation of farmland. But here's the question. Land is a good investment, and people with a lot of money come into town and they buy up the land. And there's not really, how does that gel with what y'all are trying to accomplish?
Well, one of the things this particular program does is it actually pays the farmer for his development rights. And that's how it's placed permanently into conservation. So we're giving them another avenue monetarily.
Okay.
You know, that they can look at. One of the things about Carroll County that is unique in the state of Georgia is that it has more individual farm operations than any county in the state.
Or you could say more small farms?
And mm-hmm. small farms. However, the latest census shows that our average farm size has now gone up from 90 acres to 114 acres. That's a very good sign. We also know that in the 2017 Ag Census, we were farming 89,000 acres in Carroll County, and that's now gone up to 94,000 acres.
Well, that's a huge
jump.
It's that a success story.
Boy, that's very encouraging. But at the same time, we have large segments of land being sold to low-density development people. So we've had a 261-acre parcel sold to a local developer, and also a 61-acre parcel in the heart of our ag community in the south part of the county. So we recognize that they have money too.
Low density being like 5 acres or something?
Yes, the low density development is the number one leading cause of the loss of farmland across the country. The problem with this is when you split up your land into these small tracts, it ceases to become farmland that can feed a community. People might have a little garden on 5 acres and feed themselves, mm-hmm. but everybody has to eat. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important that we preserve that.
And if they don't eat, they get very irritable.
Yes, they do. They get hangry. But the more, the less land we have to farm, the less viable farmland we have to farm, the more imported food comes into play.
Bill says, since you're a former ag agent, what are some of the most popular farming approaches in Carroll County, the most successful ones? What do you plant with the greatest opportunity of success in Carroll County? Or do you just put cattle on the land?
Well, currently, the largest income generator in the county, in the region, would be poultry.
Okay.
And then cattle.
So when we're talking about farmland, we can also be talking about chicken houses and cattle, too, correct?
Right. They're all agricultural enterprises.
Okay. So anything.
Yes.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be corn or soybeans.
No,
or whatever.
No.
Okay.
And, you know, often years ago when I was doing a lot of programs, I would ask audiences, you know, what's the first thing that pops in your mind, first word when I mentioned the word agriculture? And you'd get answers from tractors to cows, whatever, and the answer I was looking for is food. We have a population now that is so disconnected to their food production. Children think the milk comes from the grocery store, and, you know, it's ridiculous. But agriculture is food, and we need to feed ourselves. And it became more evident during COVID when you'd go in our large retail chains here and see bare shelves. So what we're trying to do is reduce those food miles and have more control over the supply chain, and as a result, put more dollars in the farmer's pocket, consumer dollars in the farmer's pocket, instead of it being captured along the supply chain. So local food production, regional food production, regional food systems, to me, is the future of agriculture.
Hmm. All right, Dee, you had kind of started to jump into about the conservation easement program and how dollars are utilized to preserve farmland. So I'll let you go another step on that. Tell us about that, the protection of it, and then I think there's also a secondary type of protection locally that people can do with property taxes, et cetera. Give us a little bit deep into the weeds, a couple of minutes on all that.
Okay, so I'll try not to get too technical, but the way the ASEP program works is that it is a competitive system. There's a ranking that goes along with each farm, and then it competes locally, and then it competes at the state level, and then it competes at the federal level. But there is a specialized appraisal that gets done on the property to determine the value of the conservation easement. And what the federal government will do if you're selected in that final process is that the federal government will give you 50% of that value in cash, and Carroll County gives you 25% of that value in cash. And the remaining 25% then becomes a benefit to the farmer. He can use that against his personal income taxes as a donation. So there's lots of little pieces and parts to this to try to utilize every dollar that's involved. The federal government so far has put over $7 million into Carroll County's program, and the county has spent over $3 million. So that's impressive for a county this close to Atlanta, that is very, very impressive. And this gives the farmer maybe much needed cash to do upgrades on his farm, or perhaps they use it to offset, let's say they have a couple of kids, one wants the farm and the other doesn't. It gives them some cash to offset the heirs, mm-hmm. settling the farm estate.
Sure.
It's just a benefit to them, and because, you know, as Bill sort of alluded to, farmers don't realize the prices that you see at the grocery store. That's not going in the farmer's pocket. And farmers have long been very underpaid for the service they provide.
It's hard work, too.
It is very hard work, and it is 365 days a year. There's no downtime.
Can't just sit on a computer
no,
all day.
You're always doing something. Yeah. Even in the winter, yeah. You're doing something. We do, just to kind of sideways a little bit, we are seeing a little bit of a rise in crops in cropland in Carroll County. We have a long growing season here, so people are growing both summer and winter crops, and that's very encouraging to see too. But we are dominantly chicken and beef, you know, that's mm-hmm. our large.
So this easement program, how long does it last? Is it perpetuity? Or?
It's in perpetuity. It cannot be broken.
But now there's also a local property tax relief but it's somewhat temporary, right? Yeah.
Well, its acronym is called CUVA, and it's the Conservation Use Valuation Assessment. And what it's a state program, but each county, you know, handles their own program. And people who have farmland who are actively farming can apply for this, and it's a 10-year agreement with the county that you're going to leave the land in agricultural production, and it's a significant reduction on property taxes. And then it can be renewed every 10 years.
Let me ask, get both of y'all to respond to this, and we'll take a break. With the change in the culture and way life has become, tell us about the threat of farmers aging out, and that the next generations are not as interested. And maybe that's not the case, but I'll let Bill go first and Dean kind of go from there. But Bill, tell us, is there a concern about farmers growing older but not the younger generation coming up on the farm?
There is a concern, but I think it was more so pre-COVID than it is post-COVID, just because I know numerous examples of younger people, younger meaning in the 30s and 40s, moving to Carroll County and buying small tracts of land, 20, 30, 40 acres. They're typically professionals, work from home, want to get out of the rat race of the city, raise their family there, grow food, possibly produce surplus to be sold at farmers markets or through CSAs and what have you. So I think the age is maybe leveled off and starting back the other way. But yes, there are a lot of older farmers here. They're aging out, and oftentimes their children have no interest in coming back to the farm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dee, how do you see that? And how does that pair with, you know, there are other, quote-unquote, other threats. We talked one time when you were here before about foreign investment. You know, people with super big money just coming in and taking hundreds of acres. So really, it's keeping that family farm going to push back as best you can when the big, whether it's a foreign country or whether it's just a big investor coming in and buying up tons of land.
Interestingly enough, the latest statistics show that over 90% of the farms in America are family-owned. Now, they may be big family corporations or small family corporations. Of course, Carroll County has always been known for its small family farm outlay. Georgia recently passed a law about foreign investment in farmland in Georgia. So there are certain countries who companies based in those countries cannot purchase farmland in Georgia, we're starting to see many other states join that same legislature, and there's a push at the federal level to also have a federal mandate about that. In Georgia, the farmland that is owned by foreign entities is mostly timberland. So we don't worry as much in Georgia about foreign ownership of farmland producing food. So agriculture produces fiber as well as food. So
so to be clear,
still,
timber is not included in that.
Yes, timber is considered fiber.
Is included.
Is also cotton, you know, because right. We have to have both food and fiber to survive.
Sure.
So Carroll County used to be a big timber county, but isn't anymore. As the price of land went up, our timber companies moved out, you know, for cheaper opportunities. So we have a lot of land in Carroll County still in timber.
Well, let me go, before we go to break, I'm curious about this. We you know, some of us kind of look at the state of Georgia and we see the whole, as someone who's been around in Georgia, exclusively in Georgia for my life, and I actually went for a time to Georgia Southern. How does this impact the change of the state of Georgia? How do you see the state of Georgia stay? I mean, I see it as just Metro Atlanta is just growing, growing, growing. And we used to have a radio station in Gwinnett, and family did. And it's just like, almost it's just swallowing up and destroying the entire state. How would you characterize it?
I do see that, and you have counties on the outskirts that are fighting back, like Morgan County, of course, Carroll County. What I would like to see Atlanta do is to use the land that they have already instead of constantly moving out. And if we can create a protection boundary around Atlanta in conserved property, it would force them to look inward instead of sprawling out. Bill tells a story about a speaker one time that said he was in Charlantingham. So you've got this Birmingham, Atlanta, Charlotte sort of crescent that's trying to grow together, basically.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, Georgia's largest economic driver is agriculture. Mm-hmm. And without it, you know, what the businesses that are in Atlanta cannot support the whole state. So it is a long history, and we need to kind of work on protecting that and figure out different ways to do it.
Our guests this morning are Dee Perry, Executive Director of Georgia Agricultural Land Trust, and Bill Hodge, Carroll County Ag Advisory Committee Chairman. And we're going to be back with more with Bill and Dee after this.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Graddick, your host. Dee Perry's in studio, Georgia Agricultural Land Trust, and Bill Hodge, chair of the Carroll County Ag Advisory Committee. Bill, you moved down here basically to farm and to tell us your. We only got about a minute or a couple of minutes. Well, actually, about a minute. Tell us your story real quick about how you came down to Carroll County and how that relates to what we're talking about.
I moved to Georgia in 1978 from Montgomery County, Maryland. where I was managing a large diversified farming operation that was eventually crowded out by urban sprawl. For those of you who are familiar with Montgomery County, it's right on the fringes of Washington, D.C. But that finally happened, and we packed the whole thing up right down to the last hammer and nailed and moved it to Troop in Harris County, Georgia. But to add to that, the family farm I grew up on in Virginia is now a subdivision. So this is
close to your heart.
Absolutely.
Again, we want to remind you, Wednesday, August 7th, 6:30 p.m., Farmland Owner Information Forum at the Ag Center on Denton Road, a very appropriate location. We want to thank and salute Bill Hodge and Dee Perry, and thank you for coming in. And we hope to do this many times forward, because, like I said, all our important programs are important, but this was a little more important. So go out and make it a great day. Thank you for listening. You're in tune to WLBB Carrollton.